You may think of the United Way as a place to donate money to help others, but the United Way of Washtenaw County means even more than that to our community. I'm Lucianne Lance, and this is Community Cares. Bridget Healy is the United Way of Washtenaw County's Director of Community Impact. The United Way has been described as a safety net of support. Give us an idea of what that looks like.
Thanks so much, Lucianne. United Way of Washtenaw County has been in our community for nearly 100 years, 98 to be exact. And what a lot of folks know us for is funding great programs that exist in Washtenaw County, the full continuum of safety net supports that somebody who in need might need to access at any given point. And that's everything from high quality early learning services to supports for older adults to keep them in their homes and living independently. And that's what folks know us for. Funding great programs to ensure that that safety net of support stays in place for people who need it in Washtenaw County. What folks may not know us for as well yet are our programs that increase the financial stability of people in Washtenaw County. So we have two great programs that we deliver. One is our VITA tax program. That's our voluntary income tax assistance program. And that's a credentialed program by the Internal Revenue Service. And through that program, we pair trained volunteers to deliver free tax preparation to people who make under $54,000 a year. And last year alone, we returned $1.8 million in tax refunds and credits to Washtenaw County people and to Washtenaw County, right, to drive our economy and to make sure that this is a thriving community for everyone.
And that could be money that they didn't realize they were getting back, because if you don't know exactly how to prepare your tax returns, you could be losing.
Absolutely. We figure that the average amount of money people spend is around $250 to prepare their taxes. And so that's not included in that $1.8 million. But we know that folks are also saving about $250 that they would otherwise have to spend in getting their taxes prepared. Mm-hmm. And those are dollars, when you're making under $54,000, especially in Washtenaw County, you want to keep those dollars in your pocket.
What's the second program?
The second program that we deliver that folks may not know about is our free financial coaching program. We know that the key to economic security is not only a living wage job, a job, a good paying job, but also learning how to not only retain those assets, but to build wealth. And so we have two financial coaches on staff who are certified by NeighborWorks America. And we use best practice curricula to develop a goal and a coaching program, an individualized coaching program with people to set and meet a financial goal. And that could be improving their credit score. It could be reducing their debt. It could be saving enough money to have a down payment for a home. And so we work with folks one-on-one where they are. Our two coaches are mobile, and they'll go anywhere in Washtenaw County, and they'll work with folks anywhere from 3 months to a year to make sure that they reach their financial goal that they develop with us.
How long has the United Way of Washtenaw County been branching out and doing these kinds of things?
We have been delivering our VITA program. We are going on our sixth year in 2020, and every year we've been able to serve, expand the scope of our reach and the number of people that we're serving, and we're doing that in partnership with local nonprofits. And so we're partnering with organizations like the Housing Bureau for Seniors, the Ypsilanti Library, Manchester Community Resource Services. And these are key community partners who already have those trusted relationships with folks. And they work with us to really expand the reach, because our building is only so big and we can only serve so many folks. So it's organizations like that, the EMU College of Business, who really are allowing us to scale this program creatively, because we know that there are still more people who could qualify for this service who can't use the service given the limited capacity that we have.
And Bridget, how do they get access to this then? How do they qualify?
Sure. So there are several ways where folks can find out whether or not they're eligible for our VITA program. You can go on our website, uwgive.org. You can call 211. And we have online scheduling, so you can easily take yourself through that process. And then you'll determine at the end whether or not you're eligible. You can self-schedule your tax appointment during tax season between February and the end of March, and you can set your own appointment. We try and use technology creatively to make it as easy as possible for folks to access our VITA services.
uwgive.org. 211 is the phone number, just like 911 emergency services, but 211 can access information on, I can't pay a bill this month. What do I do? My mortgage payment, the lights are going to be turned out. Those kinds of questions, I need food, can be answered at 211.
Exactly. I mean, and even questions, I think, if you have an older adult, a family member that you're caring for, where do you begin to find those services to help keep your loved family member in their homes living independently, too? And one can also help with some of those supportive services and that prevention work and supports that you may need.
These are all resources of our wonderful United Way of Washtenaw County. Bridget Healy with us today. Bridget, tell us a personal story or two of people that have been helped through these services.
Absolutely. So last year, we had a gentleman come through our free tax preparation program. His name was Willie, and he was working at St. Joe's, right, doing their plant services. He got his taxes done with us. We were so happy to serve him. And then later on, he called us again, not too long afterwards, and he was really excited because he'd gotten a job with the Environmental Protection Agency, which has a location here in Washtenaw County, which I was not aware of. However, his employment was hung up because he owed back taxes to the IRS. This was after our tax season, our tax program had ended for the season, so it was after April 15th. But we knew that this was a life-changing opportunity for Willie, so we brought him in, and we helped him sort out his back taxes with the IRS. We prepared all of the documentation in partnership with him, and we got him what he needed so that he could verify to the EPA that he was no longer in arrears with the IRS, and he was able to accept that offer of employment. And so now he's employed with the EPA in Ann Arbor. And the beauty of this story is that Willie no longer needs to use our free tax preparation services, right? He's no longer eligible for them. And that we were able to meet him where he was and help him navigate those systems so that he was able to step up into better employment.
And because of these resources at our United Way, they don't get to the point of needing the other bigger picture of what the United Way does with all the fundraising, right?
Correct. So, you know, the other part about our financial stability programs is that we're hopeful that when folks use these types of services, they never need to call 211. They don't need to access those social safety net programs because they're getting to the point, right, where they have the living wage employment they need for themselves and for their families to have a good quality of life.
Such a marvelous resource. What does the future hold for the United Way?
Oh, that's a really big question. You know, every day our team and our board is working to realize our community vision that by 2030, your zip code does no longer determine your opportunity in life. And we know that there's a lot of work to be done towards that end. Because presently in Washtenaw County, even though we are home to the most educated city in America, your zip code determines your health outcomes, your education outcomes, your income potential, and even your mortality. And so I think what we are working to do is to really hone all of our resources, galvanizing all of our community partners and volunteers to really address those inequities that persist in our community.
Visit uwgive.org, the United Way of Washtenaw County, connecting people, resources, and organizations together to create a thriving community for everyone. Thanks to Bridget Healy. She's the Director of Community Impact for our United Way of Washtenaw County. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Community Cares.